We're doing Made for More, the series. I'm actually going to go to a message that I spoke last week at Wellard. So we're going to go to a passage of scripture from 2 Timothy chapter 2. Let me read it to you, a few verses, verses 1 to 13. This is the New Living Translation. Timothy, my dear son, be strong. Everyone say, be strong. Through the grace that God gives you in Christ Jesus. Always good to focus on Jesus, isn't it? You have heard me teach things that have been confirmed by many reliable witnesses. Now teach these truths to other trustworthy people who will be able to pass them on to others. Endure suffering along with me. Who likes that part? As a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Soldiers don't get tied up in the affairs of civilian life, for then they cannot please the officer who enlisted them. And athletes cannot win the prize unless they follow the rules. And hard-working farmers should be the first to enjoy the fruit of their labour. Think about what I am saying. The Lord will help you understand all of these things. Always remember that Jesus Christ, a descendant of King David, was raised from the dead. This is the good news I preach. And because I preach this good news, I am suffering and have been chained like a criminal. But the word of God cannot be chained. Can everyone say amen to that? So I am willing to endure anything if it will bring salvation and eternal glory in Christ Jesus to those who he has chosen. This is a trustworthy saying. If we die with him, we will also. If we endure hardship, we will reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. If we are unfaithful, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny who he is. So, I probably won't get to all these passages of scripture this morning, but what I would like to say is, what kind of a Christian are you? Are you a wounded, weak, broken, struggling Christian? Or are you a strong, courageous, steadfast, overcoming Christian? Well, you could probably be both, depending on your season. The Apostle Paul had his fair share of being wounded, of being weak, of being imprisoned, of being beaten. He knew what suffering really was. He knew where he would rather be as he writes this letter to Timothy. And yet, we know, if you look up this passage, that there are 27 references in 1 and 2 Timothy where Paul talks about faith and only two about fear. So even in the most incredible pain and suffering that Paul faced, he was focusing on faith. And so, if we're honest with ourselves, I think we would agree, like Timothy, that at least to some degree, and this is what Paul is picking up on, that there are times that we are anxious and timid. Am I the only one? There are times when we feel anxious. There are times when probably it keeps us up at night because of certain situations in our life. But Paul, rather than focus on the problem, focuses on the answer. Can we focus on the answer this morning? And faith sees a way through. And Paul is saying to Timothy, I see you moving through this area of your life into a place of strength. And Paul is describing to Timothy that he is made for more. Who believes they're made for more this morning? Each and every one of us. Yeah, come on, let's believe it. That we're not over until we actually go to be the grave, and then we're not over anyway because we've got jobs to do for God. And so Timothy is taking over, just to give you a bit of context, and it's no surprise that he's feeling timid. It's no surprise that he's feeling a little anxious, because he's about to take over one of the greatest churches in the world in Ephesus. It's estimated to be around 50,000 people. That's a big church. And who started it but the Apostle Paul? And he's thinking, I've got great big shoes to fill and I'm feeling a bit nervous. I think we all would you? And so the local church is what this letter is about. And Paul is equipping Timothy to lead this enormous church. And he's saying, you know what? You might not be there yet, but God's going to use who you are and he will get the job done through you. God's going to use you and who you are. Isn't that right, Blammer? Your giftings and who you are, and God's going to get the job done through you. When Andrew and I first moved to Fremantle, must be 26 years ago now, when we first moved into, in fact, we moved to Hilton, for those of you who live in Hilton. Anyone? Jared, you're living there. Hey, that's uncanny. All right. And anyway, so over 25 years ago, we didn't have a big plan on this is what we're going to do. This is we're going to grow this and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And actually, I tried a lot of things that our sending church, which is now C3 Hepburn Heights, and nothing worked. And so all we had actually was Andrea and myself and a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. But as long as you keep your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, things can work out. And of course, we did have a support of our sending church as well. That was a bit funny, actually, because we were like a small group for a number of years, quite a few years, actually, as a church here in Frio when we first started. And some other pastors actually felt really sorry for us. And they would send us some of their people. And but the people they were sent us were people that were problematic for them. And think, well, maybe they'll be better with Nigel and Andrea. Nigel will sort them out. Anyway, they come to us and guess what happened? Their problems followed them. And it was only a few weeks later that they'd left us as well. And so we were back to, anyway, long story short, become a pastor, and I'd come home and I'd say, honey, I think I shrunk the church. And that's the way it was for a number of years. A true story, right? And so what do you do when you can't see a way forward? And this is where I get it completely, that there are times when we feel weak and not sure how we're going to move forward. However, amidst the struggles you and I may be facing, we have a God that can give us supernatural endurance. 2 Timothy 2:1, Timothy, my dear son, be strong. Say it with me. Be strong through the grace that God gives you in Christ Jesus. Be strong. So be strong, be strengthened. So how do we get strength? Number one, Timothy is told by Paul to be a good soldier. All right, let's stay vocal and stay warm. Turn to your neighbour and say, be a good soldier. All right, verse 3. You therefore must endure hardship. You therefore must endure hardship, Bremer. I'm sorry, mate, it's just going to be hard. Katie, it's even harder for you. And Hannah, whether you like it or not, you're going to suffer big time. Because you're a soldier. You're going to suffer for Christ, and that's the way it is. And what Paul is saying is, mate, I'm in prison. There's going to be hardships. Who's glad we live in Western Australia right now? And we don't understand some of this stuff. Understand, you and I are in a battle like a soldier. And it may not be physically. We may have beautiful warm heaters. Those of you who are enjoying the heaters at the back there, God bless you as we cold ones down the front. Anyway, suffering for Jesus. That's about as bad as it gets. Look at this, verse 4. Soldiers don't get tied up in the affairs of civilian life, for they cannot please the officer who enlisted them. Ooh. Let me share the Navy SEAL ethos. Anyone wanting to be a Navy SEAL out there today? Here it is. I voluntarily accept the inherent hazards of my profession, placing the welfare and security of others before my own. Not sure that was Mario or whatever his name was, Giovanni. I serve with honor on and off the battlefield. The ability to control my emotions and my actions, regardless of my circumstances, it sets me apart from other men. Uncompromising integrity is my standard. This is very close to biblical language. Not everything is going to be comfortable. Not everyone is going to be friendly, even in church. Did I just say that? All right, put up your hand if you've served in C3 Fremantle for 20 years or more. Give us a wave. Now, everyone else, look at these guys. Come on, give them a hand. That's awesome. Over 20 years. Well done, guys. So good. Put up your hand if you served for more than 15 years of Frio. Go, Margie. You're the only one in that group category. All right. All right. If you've already done 20, so going down. More than 10 years? Go, Claire. James. Fantastic. Who's been here? Who's served 5 years or less? Give us a wave. Oh, fantastic. Most of you. Most of you. That's so good. And if you're visiting with us, God bless you. It doesn't matter that you're not serving with us. We're glad you're here. All right. So if you get stronger in Christ, we need to be a good soldier. This is what Paul is saying to Timothy. And so do your best to control your actions and emotions, regardless of circumstances. Ask the Lord to help you to have uncompromising integrity by allowing his word to overflow through your life. Interesting that being a good soldier, Jesus actually said in the New Testament, you will remember the verse, those of you who have been a Christian for any amount of time, leave your mother and father and follow me. Who thinks that's being a good soldier? Now, it's not actually saying just leave your mother and father alone, but it's saying just disregard them. It's not meaning that. Some of you are wondering. We're about family, but it's about actually, hang on a minute, I know my focus. I know where my heart is. For a while during COVID, what time did I start? About 10:02? I think it was about 10:02. Because I've just sent out to all the staff saying because we're supposed to be having an hour service, but Giovanni took all my time up. So anyway, all right, back to let's go to the second point. Be an athlete. Turn to your neighbour and say, be an athlete. Who'd like to be an athlete? Anyway, verse 5, an athlete cannot win the prize unless he follows the rules. I was watching during the COVID-19 break the strongman competition. And the strongman competition is, Venus disapproving, and I haven't even said anything. And the strongman competition, and it got down to these two guys. And they take up, in aeroplanes, they take up two seats. They have to get two seats because they're so big. Their shoulders are so massive. One of the guys is over 200 kilos. He's from Iceland. And then there's another guy from England, and his name is Eddie the Beast Hall. And the Icelandic guy is called Thor, appropriately. And it come down to the shoulder press, and they had like a big car behind them, and they have to lift it up as many times as they can. And so Thor looked much stronger, except he was so tall, he was 205 kilos or something ridiculous, and the other guys, they had 170 at Eddie the Beast Hall, and they're doing these shoulder presses, and Thor's done about 19, 20 of these things, and the ref goes, no, that one's not counted, no, that one's not counted, and then Eddie the Beast Hall does less, but does them perfectly, straight legs, straight arms, locks it out, and he won the event when there was this big fight at the end. They were just arguing and arguing. They're actually being big girls and just, you know, messing about. But is there a moral to this story? I hope so. I hope so. Oh, yeah, verse 16, that's right. Keep a close watch on yourself and your teaching. Stay true to what is right, and God will save you and those who hear you. With the athletes, you've got to play by the rules. You've got to do the right thing. And unfortunately, as good as Thor was, he didn't do the right thing. Who knows in life that we can kind of do the right thing, but not quite? And so just as sport teaches us right and wrongs, and there are winners and losers, 1 Corinthians 9, 24, you also must run in such a way that you will win. Who'd like to win the race? Run in such a way that you will. And Paul is describing that you and I run straight to the goal. We achieve our goal through Christ, front and center of our lives. And we've been given examples of a soldier, the Navy SEAL ethos. We've been given examples of an athlete, and follow the rules, otherwise you'll be disqualified. And lastly, be a farmer. Anyone got a farming background here? A few of you have, yes. Well, I haven't met a lazy farmer in my life. Would that be true? Because if you're a lazy farmer, you're not going to get fed. If you're a lazy farmer, well, if you forget, oh no, I don't think I'll put the crop in this year. I'll just pray to God. Nothing's going to happen. You have to sow the seed. You have to till the soil. All those things have to. And if you're a sheep farmer or something, you have to actually do the work. You have to feed the sheep. Otherwise, they're going to die. And so farmers work hard. It says in 2 Timothy 2:6, and hardworking farmers should be the first to enjoy the fruits of their labour. Amen. I watched a rerun of what happened at the drought in 2019. A Wattle Downs lady called Karen Mills, I think it was on Channel 9 last year, and they'd only had 4 mil of rain in this particular area in New South Wales for 2 years. And the interviewer asked Karen how she kept going. And this is what she said, exactly what she said. I put my big girl pants on every morning. The animals need me, and if I don't hand feed them, they die. Coming through COVID, we have had the opportunity to assess what is really important to us. And may I suggest that we could have a little more farmer in us. The scripture says to endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. It does not say escape. It does not say excuse yourself from. It does not say avoid. It says deal with it, cope with it, like a good soldier would, like a farmer would, like an athlete would, play by the rules. This book brings life to us. It has boundaries for our own benefit. And when we take the words of Paul seriously, we're going to be made for more. If I could have the music team up, that'd be fantastic as I finish off here. So, work hard at your job. Can I say that again? Work hard at your job. Someone say yes. In your case, maybe you don't have to. But work hard at your job. Come on. Can we get a little bit serious about who we are and who we've got in us? Work hard at being a parent. Bring your kids up in the ways of. You've got to work hard at that. You've got to pray with your kids when they're struggling. Work hard when you play sport. Work hard serving Him. In the house of God, outside the house of God. We don't stop serving Him wherever we are. I saw this phrase somewhere, can't remember where. A career is what you are paid to do. A calling is what you are made to do. And Lord, I pray, why don't we stand on our feet? Lord, I pray for every person. We may be paid for various things that we do. But Lord, there's things that we are made to do in Your name. And I pray, Lord, that as Paul is describing to Timothy, that he's also describing to us, the local church, that we can be the best soldier because we got our focus firmly planted on you. Lord, that we can be an athlete that plays by your rules. And a great worker, a great farmer, because we have you in our life. And I pray, Father, for each and every person today, that we would have the endurance and the capacity and the faith to live through you. The people of God said, Amen.